Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Investor Relations team, I welcome you all to the investors meeting of Felix Industries Limited. Today on the call from the management, we have with us Mr. Ritesh Patel, Managing Director, Mr. Nishant Sharma, Director of Finance, and Ms. Hina Shah, Company Secretary. As a disclaimer, I would like to inform all of you that this call may contain forward-looking statements which may involve risk and uncertainties. The actual results may differ materially from those expressed or implied. Also, a reminder that this discussion is being recorded. I now request the management to brief us about the company, its business performance, growth strategy, and proposed migration from NSE Emerge platform to the main board of NSE. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us. On behalf of the entire Felix Industries family, I welcome all our shareholders, investors, and stakeholders. I am Ritesh Patel, Managing Director of company. Joining me today is Mr. Nishant Sharma and Ms. Hina Shah. We appreciate your continued trust and support as we discuss our business progress and an important milestone in our journey, the proposed migration of our company's equity shares from NSE Emerge platform to the main board of the National Stock Exchange. Before discussing our financial performance and future plans, let me briefly take you through our journey. Felix Industries was founded in 2010 with a vision of creating sustainable environmental solutions through innovations, resource recovery, circular economy practices. Since inception, our focus has been on addressing critical environmental challenges through integrated solutions in water treatment, wastewater management, waste oil recovery, hazardous waste management, plastic recovery, and resource recovery. Today, Felix has evolved into a diversified environmental infrastructure platform with operations across India and Oman. We have successfully delivered more than 100 projects across various industries, including pharmaceuticals, chemicals, textiles, food process, power, steel, oil and gas, specialty chemicals. Our facilities currently support wastewater treatment capacity exceeding 17 MLD, waste oil restoration capacity exceeding 40 TPD, hazardous waste processing capacity is 50 TPD, and targeted waste to energy initiatives. What differentiates Felix is our ability to provide end-to-end environmental solutions. We operate across EPC, BWO, BWT, O&M, and PPP, and infrastructure development models, enabling us to create both projects-based and recurring revenue streams. As environmental regulations continues to become stricter and sustainability becomes a key priority globally, we believe Felix is strategically positioned to capitalize on growing demand of resource recovery and environmental infrastructure solutions. Over the past few years, we have continued to strengthen our position as diversified environmental solution provider. A key focus area for us has been expanding our business through subsidiaries and specialized verticals. Today, our group includes multiple operating entities such as Rivita Solutions Private Limited, Felix Industries LLC in Oman, Felix WMC Private Limited, Felix Prime Metals Private Limited. These entities allow us to participate across multiple environmental segments, including wastewater, waste management, metal recycling, and environmental infrastructure development. Our Oman operations continue to provide significant opportunities in waste management and oil processing, refining, and recycling. The Middle East market remains attractive due to increasing environmental regulation with strong industrial activity. In FY26, we also continue to strengthen our recurring revenue profile through long-term BWO, BWT, O&M contracts. We secured strategic contracts across the industries, food processing, steel plants, oil and gas sector, including long duration agreements extending up to 10 years. We are also actively expanding into several high growth opportunities. Through Felix Prime Metals, we are pursuing opportunity in metal recycling and recovery from hazardous and non-hazardous waste. In addition, our acid reclamation initiative has also shown encouraging results and provides a technology-driven growth opportunity in significant scalability. These initiatives are aligned with our broader vision of becoming a leading circular economy and environmental infrastructure company. I would now request Mr. Nishant Sharma to take you through the financial performances. Nishant ji, please.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this investor meeting. Thank you, Ritesh Bhai. FY26 has been a transformational year for Felix Industries, marked by strong financial performance and business expansion. On standalone basis, the company's total revenue increased by 144% from 33 crores in fiscal 25 to 80 crores in fiscal 26. The increase was primarily attributable to higher revenue from operations during the year. PAT increased by 163% from 7.5 crores in 2025 to 19 crores in fiscal 26, primarily driven by growth in revenue and improved operating performance. On a consolidated basis, revenue from operations increased to 102 crores compared to 36 crores in FY25, representing again a growth of 178%. EBITDA increased to 31 crores from 13.79 in previous year, reflecting a growth of approximately 120%. Profit after tax stood at 18 crores compared to 9 crores in FY25, registering growth of nearly 100%. During the fourth quarter, revenue from operations stood at approximately 37 crores, while EBITDA stood at 9.3 crores and profit after tax was 4.34 crores. The strong growth was driven by execution of major projects, expansion of recurring revenue streams, and increasing demand across our environmental services portfolio. Our balance sheet also remains healthy and supports our future expansion plans. Overall, we believe FY26 has established a strong foundation for next phase of growth. Ritesh Bhai, over to you for the closing remarks.
Thank you, Nishanji. Thank you for the financial updates. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about the opportunities available across our business segments. The environment and infrastructure sector continues to benefit from strong regulatory support, increasing industrialization, sustainability initiatives, and growing adoption of circular economy practices. In the water and wastewater segment, the increasing zero liquid discharge requirements and water reuse mandates are creating sustainable substantial long-term opportunities. In solid waste management, government initiatives, scientific wastewater treatment, waste treatment requirements, and investments in waste-to-energy infrastructure driving industry's growth. We are also excited about the opportunities emerging in metal recycling, waste oil recovery, plastic recycling, and asset reclamation. Our Oman business continues to offer significant growth potential, and we expect increasing contribution from international operations over the coming years. In the same time, our growth portfolio from O&M, BOO and BOOT contracts is expected to strengthen recurring revenues and improve earning visibility. The proposed migration from the main board to NSE represents another important milestone in our journey. We believe this step will enhance the company's visibility, improve liquidity for the shareholders, broaden institutional participation, and support our long-term growth aspirations. We remain committed to delivering sustainable growth and maintaining strong governance standards and creating long-term value for our stakeholders. Thank you once again for continued support and confidence in Felix. Madam.
Thank you, sir, for the introduction. We'll now begin the Q&A session. Participants who wish to ask questions are requested to raise their hand. So we'll take the first question from Deepak Podar.
Yeah,
no, hello. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So just first I wanted to understand that the oil processing, our current capacity is 40 TBD.
Hello.
Yeah, so our current capacity in oil processing is 40 TBD. So just wanted to understand also how the ramp up will look like. I mean, we have target to reach 100 TPD. So how will the ramp up look like, and what is the utilization level we have seen in oil processing?
Ritesh Bhai.
Sir, actually, I'm not able to understand the question. Can you, sir, Nishan,
so
sir, can you tell
he's,
me?
He's asking that current our oil capacity, processing capacity is 40 TPD tons per day. So how does the ramp up from here looks like, and what is the current capacity utilization?
So as of now, as we have already booked certain contracts from Oman government and the large refineries in Oman, our capacity of utilization will be 100% to this year. And I think once we have 6 months or 8 months of continuous strong operations, we can ramp it up to 2x scale after this financial year.
And what is our capacity? I mean, 40 TPD, from 40 TPD, how we are reaching 100 TPD? What's the ramp plan there?
So these are battery-wise installations that we have already that these are already at place. So you know there are multiple unit operations while doing such contracts and such processing. So 40 TPD or 50 TPD that depends on the quality of input. And so maximum that we can do is 50 TPD, but we understand this it should be 40 TPD. And of course, if we get certain more sizable contracts within next few months, so we will plan for further incremental size to 40, 50 to 100. So as of
Okay, sir.
now,
Yeah, I was asking more in terms of capacity. So when your capacity is going big.
so what he is
You
saying is that currently by in the with the current orders in hand, we will be at 100% capacity utilization in next 3 to 6 months. Okay,
Yes.
then as and when we see there is an opportunity and more orders coming in, we will add capacity more. So
Oh,
there is enough place and everything available, infrastructure available, but as of now, we have not planned any additional capacity. But if the cycle remains vibrant, we will add more capacity.
and but with current capacity, I think we can put only 4 crores per month. I mean, at 40 TPD, 4 crores per month kind of a revenue.
Crores. Yes,
So I mean,
4 to 5 crores is generally what we are looking at monthly.
so that means on an if we do not expand on an annual basis, we can at most do 50 to 60. I mean,
Yes,
and
so
we are
that
targeting
is
close to 75, 80, right? So where will this gap get filled?
no, so that is what we are saying. We are currently expecting 60 to 65 crore. Like if as Ritesh Bhai mentioned, 40 T we can process 50 TPD, but we are restricting it to 40 currently because of the availability of the imports and raw materials. But if we expand further, we can go maximum 60 crores to 65 crores or maximum 70 crores. That is what we are
Yes.
expecting in this current year.
Okay. So we are not targeting 75 to 80 crores this year. I mean, FY 2027.
No, maybe if things look promising, like the two orders that currently we have, and in down the line 6 months after September, if we see and we can add more capacity and probably ramp up the revenue. But as of now, it is we estimated between 60 to 70 crores. That is what our roughly
Fair.
estimate is.
So overall revenue also, I mean, we were targeting 180 to 200, right? So is there any change there?
That remains constant. So that is already achievable with all the subsidiaries. So close to 200 is our expectation for this coming financial year.
Correct. And how much margins we should look at? I mean, blended margins. Now this
So
quarter margins are lower, right? And so
the
what?
current EBITDA margin that we have around 30-31%, that will be maintained.
30-31, so you're including other income, and 30-31% including other income.
Yes.
Okay. And what drove lower margins in fourth quarter?
What I didn't get you.
What led to lower margins in fourth quarter?
So we had considerable expansion and things happening, manpower cost and all those things, due to which there has been a slight reduction in the margins. And then due to liquidity issues, our interest costs have also gone up. So the utilization of the bank limits has also been on a higher side throughout the year.
No, but what I can see is your gross margin itself lower. I mean, your gross margin itself lower. I mean, so employee cost in comes quite later, right? I mean, even your gross margin fell quite a bit. Yeah.
Ritesh Bhai, if you can, like if there is any gross
Sir, no,
margin there.
I'm not able to understand this question. I don't know why echo is coming. Can you explain?
I mean, he's asking there is a dip in the gross margins, which I don't think there is.
I don't, मतलब it can be 1-2%, इससे ज्यादा तो there is all across the segments we cannot go more than that. ठीक है, whatever actual will be there will be there.
Okay. I got it. Okay. Yeah. I think my questions were answered. Yeah. I mean, that would be from my side. Wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you, sir. We'll take next question from Ashish
Hi sir, this is questions on slide number 19. So I think you spoke about metal recycling. So any particular I saw in the slides, zinc and also, and what sort of recovery you are planning, and what the scale you're looking in next 2-3 years in this business?
So. So metal recycling, currently what we are targeting is two metals. One is zinc sulfate and copper sulfate. These are the two segments that these are the two products that we are looking at recycling and working on it. We acquired a unit in Mehsana for that, which is a ready-made unit and which was already operating, but they had operational issues. So that was an opportunity for us, and we acquired that unit. That unit is now on the verge of starting now with the minor changes that we were supposed to make. We have already done. So maybe in the next month or so, the unit would be fully operational. In terms of the capacity, it is like daily we can process around 4 tons per day copper sulfate and zinc sulfate. And primarily, we are targeting anywhere between 40 to 50 crores as revenue from metal recycling. Maybe, and then if again, this is a new site, so we are going slow on this side, but there is a huge potential for metal recycling. So we may go for expansion, but as of now, there is nothing concrete on that side.
So, what's the peak potential revenue from that particular site? And if at all you have to do CapEx, how much will be that for metal recycling the same Mehsana unit?
So currently, I mean, if we go for expansion, it would be anywhere between 20 to 25 crores. That would be a requirement to be invested further. And that would lead to at least, in my assumption, go from 50 crores to 100 to 125 crores growth. Ritesh bhai, is it correct?
Yes, you are correct. And the potential to this business is if we do it correctly, if we operate it well, so this facility itself will give us about 100-150 crores of turnover in next financial year, and we can grow it to twice or thrice of its scale. So yes, there is potential, there is market, and there is no hurdles as of now
But you will
to
do only
do.
zinc and copper, is what I understand. You are not going to other
So
metals also.
other metals we are not I'm frankly I am not seen on other metals, but of course magnesium can be one of the part, because it is attached to the copper stream. So Mg, zinc and copper, these three can be our strong products for the market.
Okay, and the second is the acid reclamation technology. So, where are we? You gave something, but what's the potential there in terms of business in next 2-3 years?
So this is a new process that we have developed, and it had been very rigorous trials and testings on this process. As of now, the country does not have any acid reclamation plants where you can sustain the acids and reuse them again in the industry. So it had been, I think, more than a year's time now that we are just we have started the operations, and we are checking the results and optimizing the things. And recently we found that the things are very good, and this can turn up into a good opportunity. Yet we have not structured the business yet, but yes, this can be a potential growth in coming years.
any revenue estimate in 2 3 years on this vertical?
So yet the capex and everything for the trials and everything is already done and increased and finished. So now yet to structure the business, how and where, what locations are the highest with the highest potentials and how many clients do we get? So we are already in the process of making certain MOUs with the clients and all. As of now, I cannot comment on how we will do this business, but yes, the team is on it.
Okay, and then plastic recycling. So I think you're only, I think Ahmedabad, Surat. So do you want to expand apart from capacity? Do you want to get into other cities also across India or maybe in Gujarat itself?
So as of now, this itself is a huge potential, and I am glad. I would be glad if we cater the entire capacity of this. The size of the plant has to be increased day in, day out, and I don't think as of now or in short-term plans we should increase or we should go with some more cities because you know these are already giants to handle, and I think we have enough feedstocks for next coming few years. So we should try and be focused on our business to multiply its capacity of production and get the better and better results out of it.
And in terms of your vision for next 2 3 years consolidated revenue, have you any target in mind in terms of revenue reaching like 500 crore or something of that sort?
Yes, of course. So I think we should cross 200 number in this financial year. And I think we should again have a landmark number in next financial year because the way we are progressing or the way our units are being established, I don't think any hurdles would be there to achieve the next round of
And
number.
out of the total business, how much is a recurring business you want to target as a strategy? Because I see you have recurring and plastic, right? If I understand, and the O&M revenue. So what's the mix you are targeting in terms of recurring revenue?
So over the period of time, the EPC business will get very small, and mostly the entire business will be recurring business. Of course, the productions are recurring productions, so that is not a question. And wherever technologies are concerned, technologies will also be recurring business. So ultimately, over the period of 4 or 5 years, our major numbers should be only the recurring numbers. Of course, we cannot stop the EPC thing because it's again a financial model. We cannot absolutely stop it, but the major should be recurring.
And are we taking any steps to reduce our working day cycle? Because it's increasing year on year, whatever I see.
Mostly, the working cycle will get very optimized once we our all subsidiaries and everything on track. So I think this financial year we should be with very good numbers of working capital cycle and all.
And pledging, I see there is still pledging. So, any reason and when do you think you can get rid of that?
So there were certain time during these durations of projects that working capital had to be in the system. So we had to take certain steps and decisions for the working capital cycles. Of course, I don't like being pledged, but over the period of time we will be reducing this pledge amount.
And with your Oman business, are you targeting anything on the Middle East also for other opportunities? Because you would have established the name there, right?
Yes, so this project that we did in Oman is showing up in is getting up into good shape now, and I think we should not stop ourselves with Saudi refineries and UAE refineries. So yes, we are discussing and talking with them, but not very concrete in this financial year to go there and expand. But yes, I'm trying to put up our facilities to its highest possible capacity so that you know whatever we are doing perfectly well then and then we expand.
And what's the major risk and challenges you see for next maybe year or two in your business?
So certain risk management are already done and taken place, I mean taken care of. So I don't see major setbacks or anything major in the system. Plus minus few things are there, but it's okay. It's a part of this one.
And scaling wise, are you sufficiently in headcount or manpower or senior management perspective, are you sufficiently headcount you already have or you want to recruit somebody? I just want to understand that piece also once.
So, of course, as we are growing, the workload also increases, the manpower also increases. As of now, the manpower has increased substantially. Well, we are, yes, recruiting a lot of fresh engineers and a lot of fresh recruits for our upcoming facilities also. So, yes, manpower has to be increased, and the training, the process of people is a part of the cycle, so it is continuous in process.
For each of the verticals, do you have, you are planning for separate heads or something of that sort? I just want to understand that piece also.
So every vertical has their own management team. Of course, the management teams cannot be changed. The leaders cannot be changed, but yes, the team of the leaders has to be increased day in, day out, and that is how we can grow.
Okay, sir. Thanks and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Sir, now we'll take the next question from Tahir, sir.
Hi, sir. Congrats on the good set of numbers, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have just two questions. Firstly, do we have any plan to raise funds via debt or equity, anything in coming
So,
future for or next 2 years?
debt,
So
raising debt is something which is a continuous process as and when we need working capital. So we do approach the bank and for working capital enhancement and all those things. Equity, as of now, we haven't planned anything yet. And so as of now, we haven't planned any, but working capital definitely will increase if both in the parent as well as in the subsidiaries through bank debt.
okay, sir. And one last question on the acquisitions, sir. We were planning to do two acquisition on the metal recycling plant and plastic recycling plant. Any updates on that?
So metal recycling plant has already been acquired, and as I mentioned earlier also, that the retrofit and the modifications and all those things that were required to be done at the plant is in process and would be completed by this month end. And we may see revenue getting generated from next month onwards in the metal recycling. Plastic recycling is still under discussion. It is still not yet finalized.
Okay, sir. And one last question on the working capital. We are targeting around 200 crores of top line for FY27. So, what amount of working capital will be needed for that much growth, for that amount of revenue, if you can.
So see, as of now, we are at around 21 crores of working capital with the current revenues. Maybe looking to the debt market and the kind of requirements of the bank, maybe we can go up to 35-40 crores in this coming financial year or a slightly
ना
higher.
फेमेल छोड़ी है आलू मोती
So
व्हाट सर
means currently we are at a debt of 21 crores working capital from banks.
ओके
So in this current year, we may need further, but that may go up to 35 to 40 crores, not more than that as of now. That is in the parent, like Felix Industries. In Oman, we are working on getting working capital limits from there. So that will definitely be close to 20-25 crores there also, because as of now everything has been funded through equity in Oman. So now we need to have bank limits from Oman as well. So
Okay,
that
and
is
sir, any amount you are planning to raise through debt in any range or something if you can provide?
mean this is the debt part only which I was speaking about.
Yes, okay, sorry. Yes, that was from my side. Thank you again.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from Naleen Shah.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Nalin. Nalin?
Hello, Nalin.
Madam, can you move to the next participant then?
Hello, audible?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, myself, Kriti. So, sir, first of all, I would like to congratulate you on the great set of numbers. So before my main question, can I just confirm that the company remains comfortable with the FY27 guidance of 180 to 200 crores of revenue, EBITDA margin of 31 to 32%, and PAT margin of 17 to 20%, right?
Yeah, please go ahead with your question first, then we'll.
Acha. So sir, so basically, as you have said, there is a large opportunity in the Middle East, particularly through the Oman operations. So are we seeing similar opportunities from refineries in India?
So we are currently not targeting any of these. The processes that we have established in Oman are not replicated here in India. India is majorly all water business. So we are continuing to focus only on the respective segments and the current businesses that we have. So as of now, we are not going in that direction of anything similar to Oman being done here. So no.
Okay, and you are sticking to the guidance, right? Of 200
yes,
crores.
So guidance remains in that line only, but we close to those numbers. Definitely we are targeting those numbers.
Okay, and sir, for the like FY30, have you set some aspirational revenue?
FY30?
FY30, yeah.
Madam, that's a too long a horizon. So, means aspirational, we can be close to 1,000 crores also, but that is a very wrong estimate. So, we would not like to make that kind of a statement as of now.
Okay, so that's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Tejas, sir.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. Most of my questions are answered. Just wanted light on this one. I just wanted to understand how the war is affecting us or benefiting us. And yeah, just that.
So war, I mean, you are asking like, is war helping us or is it affecting our business?
Yeah. What is actually happening, and give a light on this topic.
So basically, we had certain issues in the Oman operations because of the war. Obviously, Oman is part of the Middle East, and everything had come to a standstill in March. So there was definitely a slowdown there. But now with things coming to normalization, the work has again started. Things are again looking good. We have orders in hand. So things are going back to normal. As far as India operations is concerned, there is a global liquidity challenge, which is also affecting us. But we are confident that we may not have those kind of serious liquidity problems. But yes, payments are everywhere in the system or across companies. We have seen that payments are getting delayed. People are holding on to their working capital. So there is definitely an impact. 100% there is an impact.
Okay, understood. Just a follow-up question on this. Just,
yes.
Is there any labor availability issues in Oman or in India or anything like that?
Labor, no. Because some part of our operations are like the manufacturing of the plants. We do get it manufactured through vendors. So a large part of it is managed by them. As of now, we do not see that challenge. But yes, skilled manpower is a big challenge for the country as a whole. So that is definitely affects us as well. Oman, we don't see any problem as such. Means workforce is there, is available there. That is not an issue there.
Okay, understood. Thank you. That's all from my end.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from Deepak, sir.
No, I'm audible, sir.
Yes.
Okay. So I just wanted to understand now debt addition, you spoke about 20, 25 crores in Oman and 30, 35, 40 crores in Felix standalone. So total debt addition, we are looking at 60, 70 crores, or I mean, I
No,
got
no,
some.
no, no. I didn't say that. I said in a low India Felix, it may go up from 21 to 35, 40. And in Oman, it would be additional 2025. So
Oh, so increment.
addition of 10 to 15 crores in India operations on the debt side, and 20 25 crores on in Oman.
So around 40 crores roundabout,
Yes,
ballpark
yes,
number.
yes,
Addition we make. Okay.
yes.
And now since you mentioned the Oman is coming back to normal, I mean, in terms of margins also, we'll see normalized margin from 1Q itself. I mean, because 4Q was impacted, right? So that your annual, whatever you are targeting in terms of 30, 31% will be visible from first quarter onwards itself.
Mean margins, mean with the impact of war, I don't see any issue with the margins, because the mean we will be able to maintain those kind of margins. I don't see any issues there. Some slight here and there can be there, but not very major impact.
Okay, no, because fourth quarter we saw a major impact, right? I mean, that is
Yes.
because of the. But from first quarter onward, it will be a normalized level. I mean, would that be a fair assumption?
You see, for us, like always there, with the end of the year coming in, our revenues and all those, so some there would always be skewed numbers here and there, because we are into project-based delivery. Okay, so sometimes the project deliveries get delayed and all those things, so numbers tend to vary because of those delivery schedules and the project completion stages and all those things. So if you go by quarter on quarter, there can be a ratio here and there, but largely we are hopeful that we'll be able to maintain the margins.
I got it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that would be from my side. Thank you so much.
Okay.
We'll take the next question from Ankur Gulati.
हेलो
यस
सर, सबसे पहले तो रितेश भाई, अपना जो इस बार 37 करोड़ का रेवेन्यू आया, इसका सेगमेंट बाय सेगमेंट स्प्लिट दे सकते हैं क्या? वाटर, ओमान और ये सब का?
बिल्कुल है, बिल्कुल है सर.
सो लाइक द टोटल रेवेन्यू फॉर फेलिक्स इंडिया 40 45 करोड़ इज लाइक ईपीसी, एंड 34 35 करोड़ इज दिस सर्विसेज
ऑपरेशन
रेवेन्यू,
ऑपरेशन
ऑपरेशन रेवेन्यू.
दिस इज फॉर
एंड
फुल ईयर आप बोल रहे हैं, राइट?
हाँ, फुल ईयर, फुल ईयर, यस.
ओके
एंड ओमान इज बेसिकली मेजरली ऑयल प्रोसेसिंग ओनली, सो दैट इज 20 करोड़ फॉर द एंटायर ईयर.
सो इतिश भाई, 27 करोड़ का रिवेन्यू था Q3 में, अभी 37, सो 10 करोड़ इंक्रीमेंट कहाँ से है? इफ यू कैन एक्सप्लेन, हेल्प अस अंडरस्टैंड प्लीज, क्वार्टर ऑन क्वार्टर.
मिशन सर, आई थिंक दैट
हाँ,
वाज बिकॉज ऑफ ईपीसी ऑफ कंप्लीशन ऑफ सम प्रोजेक्ट्स.
सो दैट वाज बेसिकली वी आर एग्जीक्यूटिंग अ कॉमन एफ्लुएंट ट्रीटमेंट प्लांट फैसिलिटी दैट वी आर क्रिएटिंग, वेयर इन वी आर आल्सो अ पार्टनर देयर एज वेल. सो
अंडरस्टूड.
दैट कंट्रीब्यूटेड टू द रेवेन्यू ग्रोथ.
और जो थोड़ा सा मार्जिन, थोड़ा सा नहीं, कैसे काफी मार्जिन जो डिप हुआ फोर्थ क्वार्टर में, आई थिंक पैट मार्जिन 12% हो गया कंपेयर टू लेट्स से 20% के आसपास या 25 के आसपास. तो ये इसका क्या रीजन है क्वार्टर फोर में?
So basically, some overhead costs that have gone up in because there were certain this जो ये प्रोजेक्ट हम लोग कर रहे थे दिस वन सीटीपी एज वेल एज अनदर प्रोजेक्ट ऑफ होको दैट वी वर डूइंग सो दोज एक्सपेंसेस एंड उसमें थोड़ा सा शार्प इंक्रीज था सो बिकॉज ऑफ दैट देर इज अ इम्पैक्ट ऑन द मार्जिन्स.
सो जो ये ईपीसी वाला जिसमें आपका स्टेक भी है, ये खत्म हो गया है या
हाँ
अभी इसका कुछ शेयर बचा है?
बस इट इज क्लोज टू 70% डन. वी आर टारगेटिंग जून जून नॉट जून बट जुलाई वी आर होपफुल दैट वी विल कंप्लीट दैट प्रोजेक्ट सो दैट वुड बी ऑपरेशनल बाय सेप्टेम्बर और दैट काइंड ऑफ टेस्टिंग एंड ऑल दोज थिंग्स विल हैपन. तो बाय सेप्टेम्बर वी आर होपफुल कि हम उसको स्टार्ट कर पाएंगे.
तो एटलीस्ट Q1 या Q2 में जो ये थोड़ा सा कॉस्ट ओवरन इसका चल रहा है वो चलता रहेगा, राइट?
कॉस्ट ओवररन तो नहीं चल रहा है, मतलब ठीक है थोड़ा बहुत है बट यस थोड़ा इम्पैक्ट आएगा Q1 में भी.
ठीक है, दूसरा जो 180 करोड़ का आपका गाइडेंस है उसमें इस वाले ईपीसी प्लस शेयर होल्डिंग वाला जो प्रोजेक्ट है उसका ईपीसी का कितना कंपोनेंट आप मान के चल रहे हैं?
सो ये जो सीटीपी प्रोजेक्ट है इसका अराउंड 20 करोड़ का रेवेन्यू आएगा और बाकी आप क्या बोले उसके अलावा क्या चाहिए आपको?
सिर्फ सीटीपी का जो कंस्ट्रक्शन का है वो 20 करोड़ ही है ना, 180 में
हाँ
से?
हाँ 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 वो तो 20 करोड़
और
ही.
अभी 180 में से रिकरिंग ओएनएम कितना हो गया एक्सक्लूडिंग ओमान? ओमान पे बाद में आएंगे, सिर्फ जो वाटर का रिकरिंग.
35 35 से 40 करोड़ इस साल वी आर एक्सपेक्टिंग इट वुड बी O&M रेवेन्यू 40 करोड़ के आसपास जाएगा.
ओके, एंड ओमान से अब 50 से 60 करोड़ हो जाएगा, इज दैट
साठ
फेयर?
करोड़ के आसपास गिन रहे हैं हम लोग. हाँ
सो 100 और 20 आ गया ईपीसी, 120. बाकी 60 का क्या ब्रेकअप है सर?
तो
ये
देर
रिमाइंडर
इज वन वन ऑर्डर विच इज इन व्हाट यू से पीओ स्टेज पे है, दैट इज
वन.
अनदर 15 करोड्स. देन देर आर सम अंडर डिस्कशन ऑर्डर्स 15 20 करोड़ के वो हैं. सो दिस इज क्लोज टू मतलब वही. एंड देन वी हैव ओमा ये WMC रिविटा और इनका भी थोड़ा बहुत रेवेन्यू
नहीं, मेटल
एंड
मेटल की रेवेन्यू आई
मेटल का
डोंट नो
50 करोड़ का आएगा. हाँ
कि सीटीपी वाले का इस प्रोजेक्ट का ओएनएम एनुअल कितना है?
नहीं वो उसका तो अभी एस्टिमेशन हमने इसके अंदर गिना ही नहीं अभी.
हाँ,
वो
बिकॉज
अभी उसके अंदर तो हमने इसको लिया ही नहीं अभी, तो उस चीज को तो हम हमारे रेवेन्यू में अभी गाइडेंस में लिया ही नहीं है 180 वाले में.
हितेश भाई वो तो स्टार्ट हो जाएगा ना, अगर जून या सितंबर में भी आप लोग प्रोजेक्ट खत्म कर रहे हैं.
अगर सितंबर से चालू करेंगे तो लेट अस अज्यूम के वील हैव 4 5 मंथ्स प्रैक्टिकली वी विल हैव दैट.
हाँ, तो चलिए जब भी शुरू होगा उसका एनुअल ओएनएम कितना है आपका कॉन्ट्रैक्चुअल?
तो मंथली मंथली वी कैन कंसीडर 1 करोड़ रुपीज एज अ रेवेन्यू. तो एनुअली 12 करोड़ रुपीज इंक्रीमेंटल है.
ओके ओके. और ये निशांत भाई, वर्किंग कैपिटल कब तक सॉर्ट आउट हो जाएगा? बिकॉज इस बार तो बहुत ज्यादा पैसा अटक गया, राइट, डेटर्स को.
हाँ भी उसके अंदर देर आर सम ओल्ड थिंग्स दैट हैव टू बी क्लियर्ड अप बिकॉज उसके कारण भी थोड़ा सा नंबर वो लगता है. अदर देन दैट लार्जली इट इज अंडर कंट्रोल. और कुछ एक मतलब प्रोजेक्ट्स में मतलब डिले चल रहा है लिक्विडिटी के चक्कर में, पीपल आर स्लोइंग डाउन, बट देर इज नो कंसर्न एरिया कि भाई नहीं आएगा वैसा वाला नहीं है. सो दैट दैट इज गुड फॉर अस. डिले चल रहा है पेमेंट्स में, बट देन दैट इज फाइन, दैट इज पार्ट ऑफ द ओवरऑल सिचुएशन दैट इट इज.
एक जो चीज मैं समझ रहा हूँ कि लेट्स से इस वक्त आपके पास मोटा मोटा कुछ 30 करोड़ का डेट होगा अप्रोक्सीमेटली. इस साल की ग्रोथ के लिए आपने और 30 40 करोड़ ले लिया तो 70 80 करोड़ का डेट हो गया. उसको सर्विस करने के लिए ही 10 करोड़ चाहिए, उतना तो ऑपरेटिंग कैश फ्लो निकलता हुआ नहीं दिख रहा ना, तो इक्विटी रेस करनी पड़ेगी कहीं ना कहीं.
नहीं, 100% हो जाएगा. वी आर अ बिट कंजर्वेटिव टुडे ऑन कैलकुलेटिंग अवर ऑपरेटिंग साइकिल्स. वी माइट क्रॉस दिस नंबर्स, तो 100% हो जाएगा.
ओके. और ओमान में देर वॉज सम डिस्कशन, सॉरी आई कैन बी रॉन्ग ऑन दैट, बट देर वॉज सम डिस्कशन ऑन सेकेंड और थर्ड फेज. एनी एनी फर्दर इनसाइट्स देयर?
So as of now, we are just trying to push the plant to its maximum capacity. Once it is through, then we will start about the expansion and the second phase. Because we are right now flooded with few orders and commitments of large units. So, we are being a little focused on the operations today.
Okay, all right. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Abhishek.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. My question was more on the plastic recycling unit that we are looking to acquire a few months back. So, what is the update on those two, three units that we were looking to acquire? And henceforth, what kind of revenues or business are we expecting from those units?
See that discussion and means the shareholding and वो जो एक नंबर पे आना है दैट इज द ओनली थिंग दैट इज पेंडिंग बट एट द बैक एंड मतलब हम लोग उनको टेक्निकली सपोर्ट तो कर ही रहे हैं बट ओनली थिंग कि वो एक नंबर क्रिस्टलाइज नहीं हुआ है सो दैट इज वेयर इट इज स्टक मे बी आई आई कांट गिव अ डेट डेट विच रितेश भाई कैन टेल यू बेटर रितेश भाई आप इस पे अगर कोई
हाँ, सो इट इज द प्लांट इज ऑलरेडी नाउ इन ऑपरेशंस. वी आर डूइंग अवर बेस्ट कि वी इंक्रीज द नंबर्स एंड एंड द ऑपरेशंस आर इंक्रीज टू अवर मैक्सिमम कैपेसिटी. बट आई थिंक वी शुड स्टिल वेट फॉर अबाउट नेक्स्ट टू 3 मंथ्स टू कम इट ऑन टू कम ऑन अवर बुक्स एंड बैलेंस शीट. सो
अच्छा,
दैट इज हाउ
तो आर देयर चांसेस कैन दिस डील फॉल्टर और विल गेट थ्रू विद दिस डील एंड
नो
स्टार्ट ऑफ विद द
नो
ऑपरेशन?
नो नो जीरो 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 स्टॉप
अच्छा, ओके, सो दैट्स नॉट, इट्स जस्ट अबाउट टाइम बिफोर वी. श्योर श्योर, दैट हेल्प्स. एंड एनीथिंग ऑन द होराइजन दैट वी आर लुकिंग टू अक्वायर और गेट इनटू डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ अ टेक्नोलॉजी और स्टार्ट ऑफ विद ऑपरेशंस ऑफ सम काइंड? एनीथिंग ऑन द होराइजन, से मे बी 6-12 मंथ डाउन द लाइन?
नो
सो
नो
एज ऑफ नाउ नथिंग बिकॉज वी हैव इनफ प्लेटर फॉर नेक्स्ट 2 इयर्स टू
राइट
To
राइट,
get her. So,
श्योर, दैट हेल्प्स. जस्ट वॉन्टेड टू कन्फर्म ऑन दैट फ्रॉम. श्योर, श्योर, दैट हेल्प. दैट वॉज ऑल फ्रॉम माई साइड. विश यू ऑल द वेरी बेस्ट.
थैंक यू. विल टेक द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम अपूर्व शर्मा.
हेलो, एम आई ऑडिबल?
यस
Yes, congratulations, sir, for good set of numbers. My questions, most of them are answered. Just one, the acid reclamation plant in Punjab. Number one, do we have the CPCB approval?
So this was the entire trial unit that we had established in a very good establishment, and as of now we are not commercially putting up the unit as of now. So now we are working on the land acquisition and the CPCB and the pollution control board's approvals and all for the reclamation. So it will take some time for the commercial approach.
Okay, so in your PPT also, sir, you have mentioned some encouraging results. So what exactly is
So
that?
this is the first time where somebody can successfully do acid reclamation, and fortunately we have cracked the process. So now it is time to think about the commercial establishment of the unit.
Okay, and the primary sectors, companies we are targeting will be textiles and steel picking, since it's Punjab.
Mostly text sorry mostly steel electroplating so it is not only Punjab I don't know how well this Punjab came into picture but yes it is not only Punjab it is nationwide that there are huge steel plants there are huge chemical plants which uses acid as their daily raw material so that can be our target.
Okay, fair. Okay, so just one thing. Lately, in water waste infra, there are few players in India that are also working on nano filtration and other filtration process. Do we have plans in entering that market, since it's not majorly right now a big industry in India, but it's one of the most widely accepted practices.
So we are already using these processes, nano filtration and all. It is part of the processes that we do. It is already at place.
And going forward, sir, whenever the plant is commercialized, what sort of revenue weightage would we have from the entire our total Felix revenue from the acid reclamation?
So I believe if we start the acid reclamation at a good scale, it should match the standalone numbers itself.
Okay. And this asset reclamation that we are doing, I mean, is it the HCl
All
hydrochloric?
acids,
Okay, all acids.
hydrochloric, sulfuric, and nitric.
Nitrate. Okay. And this is the in-house technology you are saying. So any
Yes.
patent we are going for?
So as of now, nothing like patent has been done. So a lot of processes we have, but it doesn't matter. This process is in mind, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you, sir. So we'll now take the questions from Q&A chat box. I'll just read out the questions. The first question is, what are the timelines for mainboard migration?
Hello, madam, can you answer what are the timelines of?
Excuse me, sir. We are in the process of preparing the documents for the prospectus. So the update on part wise when the documentations are completed.
No, so overall, what 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, what can be
It
the time?
will take around 5 to 6 months.
Okay. Okay.
So another question is, our corporate structure has multiple different lines of recycling. Is there any way to separate the business into water, waste, and material separately? Do these businesses share the same capacity, or are these facilities a separate line of?
Is there any way to segregate the business into water,
Waste
waste,
and
and
materials separately.
separately? Okay. Do these businesses share the same capacity or these? So generally, like water is mostly Felix India. Waste oil processing, it is Oman. And again, if it is plastic, so we have segregated different the verticals into different companies. So generally, we are not mixing up any of the things. Like Felix India doesn't, Felix Industries doesn't do any plastic recycling and all those things. So basically, the segregation is at the company level. Do these businesses share the same capacity, or are these, obviously the capacities are different.
So the next
Or
question is, from any of your business verticals, are you generating carbon credit units?
so there are
Yes.
multiple forms of carbon credits and the EPR activities that have been placed. So as of now, we are not generating any commercial numbers on the carbon credits, but yes, in future we will.
So the next question is, have you secured any orders under Rajasthan's industrial water recycling mandates or CTP revival programs, considering many opportunities in Rajasthan as well?
Yes, we are already in discussion with few of the large waste management companies, also with the government. I don't know as of now how we will secure it, but yes, we do have certain knowledge about it, and our team is actively working on it.
Okay, sir. Thank you for such an engaging session. I now invite the management to share their closing remarks.
So thank you all for attending us.
and such a peaceful question and answer session. And I believe we are qualifying and satisfying the most prestigious shareholders that we hold. And thank you for attending that. Thank you. Thank you, madam.
On behalf of Felix Industries Limited, thank you for joining today's call. You may disconnect now. Please.